This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here is what is calming financial markets today. Reports that Russian officials have ordered soldiers near Ukraine's eastern border to quit their military exercises and head back to base. The ruble is up 0.9% against the U.S. dollar, and the Russian stock market is up 5.1%. More numbers in a moment. Now that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived for talks in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, just now, there's news the U.S. is offering $1 billion to help Ukraine pay its energy bills. Russia's state-owned natural gas company Gazprom said earlier today it's canceling discounts on gas that it sells the Ukrainians. European countries are signaling they are leery about sanctions on Russia that will affect business and markets. However, the New York Times is reporting that Washington is considering, at least, sanctions on senior Russian officials. The question is how much economic leverage the U.S. has. Sally Herships reports.
For a country the size of Russia, the U.S. imports relatively little. That's according to Jay Bryson, a global economist with Wells Fargo Securities.
The numbers that we're talking here are really, really small.
About $30 billion worth of goods, which Bryson says represents less than 1% of Russia's economy.
The size of the economy like Russia, you know, is pretty much chump change. It's just not going to have a whole much influence on them.
I mean, we're not buying arms from the Russians, and we're not buying oil and gas from the Russians.
Which is Russia's largest export. Andy Cutchins is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the U.S. does buy a relatively tiny amount of metals and other natural resources, but he agrees, not enough to be a persuasive customer. He says Russia's stock exchange has dropped 10% so far, much more powerful and effective than anything the U.S. can do with sanctions. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.